A new study from the journal Water Birds shows there's an increasing amount of mercury occurring in birds in Alaska's Arctic coast. KDLG's Thea Card reports.
The yellow-billed loons migrate to Asia from the Alaska Arctic plains every year. Mercury levels tested in these birds have doubled since a study in 1912 was released. The recent study says the methyl mercury in the Arctic is rising, but these loons are receiving the majority of the mercury when they travel overseas to Asia. The diet of a yellow-billed loon consists mostly of fish. The higher up the food chain, the more likely the organism is to ingest higher levels of mercury and other toxins. Executive Director at the Biodiversity Research Institute, David Evers, says the researchers caught a sample of loons and tested their blood and their feathers.
And a blood sample shows how much mercury is in their body from a recent period, let's say the last week or two. And a feather sample tells us the mercury in the body over a year or even the lifetime of the bird. And the objectives of the study were to look at mercury exposure spatially, so both on the breeding grounds and in wintering areas, and then also temporally to look at mercury exposure over the past 100 years or so.
Evers says the scientists have electronic tracers on loons so they can monitor them from thousands of miles away. He says the birds near the North Slope don't have high levels of mercury. It's when they travel for the winter to Asia that the loons pick up the mercury. He says birds with excess mercury in their system spend 10 to 15% less time incubating their eggs. Evers says there are currently a few precautions nationally and even an international program undergoing to make these levels decrease.
There is direct activities that can be carried out right now. There's a new global treaty that was signed by the U.S. and over 100 other countries in October of 2013, called the Minamata Convention. And in that global treaty, there are many ways to reduce mercury at local, regional, and global levels, including the mercury emissions from China and India that appear to be landing in Alaska. Once that treaty is ratified by half of the countries that have signed on, then the clock starts ticking within the convention, and the various stipulations go into effect.
The study looked at 115 birds and eggs collected from 2002 to 2012, mostly from the Alaskan North Slope. There are roughly 3,000 yellow-billed loons in Alaska, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering placing the bird on the endangered or threatened species list. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.